Neil Swanger is joining us, and he's brought along his bass player from his the band in the Twin Cities. The bass player's name is Dan Olmchenk. How'd I do with that, Dan? Did I botch it up?
Great, you got it.
How about that? Neil, you're up here, as I mentioned off air, for Trevor Huggins and Aaron Bonner's wedding. Then that's happening down in Tofty, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, it's happening tomorrow.
So I'm glad it's tomorrow night. There's no pressure on tonight then.
That's when the big show is there. That's the real one there.
So. What's the name of your band that you play with in the Twin Cities?
We play in a band called Folk and Thieves. And Folk and Thieves.
Okay.
So it's...
You steal music from other people?
Yeah,
that's the idea.
Oh, yeah.
From ourselves, really. We just kind of sit around and everyone writes a song, and then if they leave the band, we just keep their songs.
Oh, so, I see.
And you don't want to mess around with that name, do you?
No.
You don't want to play fast and loose with that name.
Yeah, don't say it that fast.
No,
You don't want to say it too fast. That's true.
No. And what you play, normally, as I understand it, you play... kind of what a lot of people coming to this venue play. It's kind of a singer-songwriter folk type music.
Mm-hmm.
And do you do a lot of the writing yourself? Both of you write songs as well?
Yeah, we've both written a few songs together.
We do, and the other members of the band, Jake Cooliu and Aaron Blum, are not here, but they also write songs.
Okay, so there's four altogether.
It's a four piece,
And also washboard player Dwight Christensen, who also plays occasionally with us. But Jake plays mandolin, and Aaron plays the banjo. So we didn't want to bring a banjo player in the studio, though. Although I did bring a banjo. So.
And you had to prop I noticed you had to prop the door open to get Dan's instrument in here, the big bass.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a load, isn't it? That's a big instrument.
Yeah, it's a hard one for when you want to go play on the street for tips. It doesn't really work out very well. Although we have done that once.
I don't imagine that you started playing that when you were like five.
No. I actually played electric bass for several years, 10 years, and then made the switch over to upright. Yep.
And how come?
Because I like the style of music. Uh-huh. I became more interested in bluegrass and folk music. Yeah, so that's why I made the transition.
What's the difference in sound, basically, for
you? The difference in sound is the upright bass, it's the woody tone of it, for the most part. Mm-hmm. It has a more natural feel. The plunking of the bass, the actual sound of the plucking, you hear more in the bass than you do an electric bass. So,
And you don't need power.
That's true.
See, if power goes out tonight, he can still play.
And nobody Both would hear him, can. But we would.
We would.
Yeah.
And that's about it. It's all about us.
It is all about us,
and
I guess.
You can't mess with the sound of a bowed bass either, like an upright bass.
No.
Play a little bit of that today, too.
So. Although it needs to warm up a while when
it
comes
true.
From the
We're
outside.
That's true. We kind of stall on a little bit so we can make sure everything sounds in tune.
We'd kind of like to hear some music. Can you introduce in what you plan on doing?
Yeah, this song we're going to start with is a song that Folk and Thieves wrote. It's called A Forgetful Farmer, and it's in a different kind of tuning. So, we'll just let the song go here.
It was probably 3 a.m. I stretched out my weary arm across an empty bed. Then I smelled some bacon cooking. He was coming from the kitchen. That wooden floor rose up to meet my foot from the bed. Closet like I'd done the day before. You never know it till it hits you. Daylight slipping through the door. Grandpa said that a good man is a strong man, one who tends the land. Grandma said that a good woman would bring and your children. Yeah, but there's more to it than that. I don't know, I can't recall. I go out and sow the winter wheat in the fall. She looks at me with her naked eyes. And I put on my overalls, can tell something ain't right. I swear I fixed the leaky faucet and I oiled those squeaky hinges. It's never too good at reading signs. Says real low like a whisper, Harold, do you ever even miss her? She was just a little baby when she left us. I was never ready for the cold times. I just dropped the line and I went working in the fields. I was never ready for a cold heart when she left the freezing start. Yeah, but there was more to it than that. I don't know, I can't recall. I go out and sow the winter wheat in the fall. In the fall. In the fall.
Very nice.
That was nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Great voice, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a new, you guys have a new CD out called Broken, I got to get it here, Broken Ground.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. That was this summer?
Yeah, that was a CD. It was mostly a singer-songwriter effort on my part. And what ended up happening was I got a grant from the State Arts Board to... completed an artist initiative grant, and I was able through the funds there to help pay like Dan and a couple of the other guys that play in the band to play on some of my solo songs that don't work as much in the band. And it was also an opportunity to work with some kids in an after school program, and we wrote a couple songs together. We wrote a recycling song and a song about a bully, and we got kind of trash. And we built tambourines and stuff out of it. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time with it. Uh-huh. So
that comes out on the music itself. You can,
yeah, you can hear it. The kids like wrote a lot of the words, and we kind of just morphed all their different songs together that they had made stories and stuff. And, they also created a sonic boom from
really?
The tambourines
for the bully.
And the Billy the Bully. One of the stories was Billy the Bully had a sonic boom for a voice, and he just let it rip on a couple of those verses. So if you can listen to that. But they used drums and they used yelling and screaming. It was kind of fun to bring a studio into the kids and give them a chance to wear headphones and do all sorts of fun stuff.
Have you recorded as a group as well, the Folk and Thieves?
We have tried. Nothing has come of it quite
okay.
yet, but yeah. we're close.
You're working on that.
There are some recordings out there. We're not exactly sure where they are.
Okay.
Or what they're doing right now.
They could be in the wrong hands.
The thieves
right,
took them.
Right.
Yeah, the thieves took them.
Yeah.
But they're out there somewhere. You know, it's not an easy, as most people I think realize, it's not easy to make a living playing music. There's a lot of competition. It's a long climb up. Do you guys do, I'm assuming that you have other occupations that keep you busy?
Right, I do. Neil actually makes his living primarily from playing music, however. Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I personally am a...
This is Dan Olmsted. Dan Olmschenk.
Got it.
Thank you.
I'm actually a climbing coach and instructor of rock climbing in the Twin Cities. So That's what I do for my day job, if you want to call it a day job. Mm-hmm. Playing with kids, hanging out, rock climbing.
Unusual occupation, you know. A lot of people are rock climbing as a hobby, but somebody has to instruct people, how do you get started and how do you do it?
Well, I started because I was doing rock climbing in college because I fell in love with it through a friend of mine. And after I got out of school, I had a bunch of different jobs. Rock climbing kind of was always a consistency in my life at that point, and I went to the local climbing gym and applied for a job, and now with Netta in the Twin Cities, we're head coaching the climbing team there. So
Now, has that translated in, that's Vertical Endeavors?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Has that translated in mountaineering as well then?
Mountaineering is a slightly different discipline, alpine climbing. I primarily do technical climbing, like you'd see people doing on Palisade Head up here.
Sure.
And Shovel Point. I guide people on Devil's Tower, for example, and that's mostly just technical climbing.
You ever get stuck?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad he said that. I get stuck just thinking about it.
I think everybody does at some point.
Big vertical walls, and then you just have to fight your way through it.
Yeah, you just have to figure it out. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as your body is still, you know, has the strength to keep going up or down.
There are some tricks to get out of it, though. You know, and
I could imagine myself out of it. Does that work?
Yeah, I think that works.
Positive mental imagery.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of myself on the ground.
Yes, right now. And I'm about to land there. Well, what have you guys got another song for us?
We do. This one is actually, I kind of want to dedicate it to an extended family member of mine. His name is Cole, and he recently passed just this week and last week, but it was just very sudden, and this is a song I wrote. It's about losing someone and not really understanding why something like that would happen, and it's called Song of Loss. I know.
what I hold dear is bound to end. I miss you now, I miss you then.
That was beautiful.
It was, yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, much music is about emotion anyway, and it sure carries well in that song.
I've always kind of believed in the power of music to maybe not solve problems, but at least help to kind of, just in the process of being able to make sense of the world, and mm-hmm. you might not be able to like completely leave your grief behind or leave it completely in the past. It'll always be with you, but at least it gives you a chance to kind of make some sense of it, mm-hmm. put it in a perspective of some sort, or an idea to share somehow.
Yeah, we had one of our favorite guests, who's musical guest on this program, has been James Moore, is also known as Sterling Waters, earlier in his career, and he turned to music because of an event like that as well. I mean, changed his whole life and worked for him. Yeah. Have you played at weddings before? You guys done weddings before? Is this a new thing?
We have. It's kind of a new experience for us. But
yeah,
we did play a friend's wedding this summer. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was the first time.
It was in Brainerd. Yeah.
So did they ask you, you got an experience, and luckily you had? Is that how that worked?
I think what we're doing for the wedding tomorrow is pretty informal. Mm-hmm. But Trevor has also played a little music with all of us before, so he knows what that's like, the informal playing music, I think.
Now, did you sit down with the couple to decide, okay, what songs are you going to play? Was it hard for them to agree, okay, this is what I want to hear? Or did you throw in suggestions, here's what we can do? How'd that all work?
We didn't sit down with them, but...
Oh, okay.
that might be a more fun experience tomorrow.
Okay.
So
they asked you to play, you're going to play what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, right. They've heard us before, but...
Uh-huh.
They don't know what they're getting into.
Okay. Well, we have time for another song. We'd love to hear another one. And
did you want to do Michigan, or did you want to...
I think so. I think that would be good. I'll
be sitting this one out.
I'll play this song. It's off the CD. It's called Michigan Moon. It's about Lake Michigan. I know we're on the shores of Lake Superior here, but this is called Michigan Moon, and it's a love song. So, Trevor and Aaron, if you're listening.
Driving up toward Green Bay, then east, the sun's in the rear view mirror. We both had some pretty tough weeks. White knuckles try to steer. A few more miles, there's no telling what we'll find. And all we gotta do is take a little time. We all gotta find our own ways to love and hope and breathe again. Some that just happens to be on the shores of Lake Michigan. You can't explain the way the city grips your mind. And all we gotta do is take a little time. for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Waves flow right in and hit rock and vanish from our sight. Kinda like those troubles that wash away quicker in the moonlight. This crazy old world's got no reason or rhyme. And all we gotta do is take a little time for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Little to no chance for all that stormy weather, no. It appears that conditions won't get much better for you and me and the moon and Lake Michigan. Sometimes this old world seems much worse than it should be. Couple days later, you're sitting and thinking how lovely. And I won't question scope or design. And all we gotta do is take a little time for you and me. Lake Michigan.
Neil Swanger on that song, and a beautiful song.
My fingers were a little sticky there on the end there.
It was fine by me.
It works.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, judging from the weather we've had this October, Dan, it won't be long and you'll be ice climbing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So you do that as well?
A little bit. I don't guide that, but okay. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, we've got some great spots for that right up here.
Yep.
So.
Yep. The Manitou River.
Yeah, is and it? The Devil's Track spot. And yep. Cascade has a nice spot too. So might have to. Now, have you guys ever played up here as a band?
No, we haven't yet. But
not yet.
It's on our list of things to do. We definitely okay. want to try and bring that.
Good.
Bring the whole bus up. Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, it's been great for us to have you here, and I hope I'm sure the wedding's going to go great. And I'm assuming it's inside.
I'm not sure. I think knowing Aaron and Trevor, I think they would prefer that it be outside.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure, actually.
Well, hopefully you brought some clothes.
We'll find out.
It's
we'll
not
out
that
tomorrow.
Bad out tomorrow. But well, once again, I want to thank both of you for coming up and sitting in here and playing some music for us. Neil Swanger and Dan, I'm going to get this right now, Omchink.
Yes.
And they play, their band is called?
Folk and Thieves.
I wanted you to say it, not me. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.